Welcome to Spirit Chat Radio with your host, Jennifer O'Neill, where the focus is to simplify the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. Jennifer is a leading expert in the field of spirit communication and has spent the last 20 years as a professional psychic and spiritual teacher, helping people all over the world learn how to develop themselves spiritually through her books, podcasts, and her virtual learning center, Keys to the Spirit World. For the next hour, join Jennifer to discover different tools and techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit world better and empower you on your own spiritual journey.
Aloha and welcome to Spirit Chat Radio. And welcome my co-host, Kao. Aloha.
Hello.
Kao.
Hi.
Today we are going to be talking about something that has been very exciting for everybody, and that is the eclipse energy. But before I get into that, I want to remind everyone if you're interested in learning more about my spirit community. We have a lot of stuff going on in my spirit community, and I have some really cool programs coming up. The discussions we've had about the eclipse have been really fantastic, and eclipse energy and things that have been happening. So we've been doing a couple of different things. If you're interested in being more into a discussion group of the things that we talk about on the podcast here, you definitely want to check out my spirit community. And in order to do that, you need to go to my website, which is keysofspiritworld.com, and up at the top there will be a tab on the right side that says spirit community, and you can click on that and ask to join, because it's a private group. There's like 3,000 people in there right now, but the conversations have been like really amazing. Everybody, we talk about all the different kinds of things that are coming up. You can ask questions, so it's more of an extension of the podcast in a form of discussion. That being said, me and Kao have also been doing the after show, and that's been really fun. So that's where it's a less structured environment, and we record it via video after we do the podcast. So if you're interested in checking that out as well, you definitely want to go to my YouTube channel. If you don't know what that is, you can just type in Jennifer O'Neill Spirit Chat on YouTube, and it'll come up, and that's where we get into more of a deeper discussion sometimes on some of the subjects. That's been really fun. We tend to laugh a lot, though, so I'm not entirely sure how serious it is, but that's been really cool. So check those things out, and let's get into our topic today, because as we know, me and Kao tend to get into lengthy discussions, and it goes fairly quickly. So what happened this week with the eclipse is super cool, and I want to get into that a little bit more, because I've had a lot of questions in my spirit community and via email and whatnot about what's happening with that eclipse energy. And one of the things that I think that people need to realize is I think that everybody kind of, I think they think it's just going to be on that day that there's like, oh my gosh, there's an eclipse. And then that anything that came with that eclipse is just vanished the day after. I don't know why, but they tend to think that it just kind of, you know what I mean? It builds up and then it's just gone. And that's not how that works, which is why I want to get into this a little bit more. So, but what we're going to talk about today, which encompasses this whole subject, is energy waves. This is something that a topic that I think is very important for people to be aware of. And I think that it's being talked about more, but it's something that's been going on for centuries, and it's something that went away during mainstream conversation for hundreds and hundreds of years. And then now it's coming back again. But what is an energy wave? An energy wave is essentially universal energy shifting. So energies, will come in like the way that I like to describe it for people is, you know how you have like a weather pattern, like you actually have weather on TV. So here's where this low pressure front is coming in, and this is gonna, you know, here's where rain is over here, and then this is gonna cause snow over here, because, and it all has to do with barometers and shifting and pressures and all of that sort of thing. So then it causes sunshine, rain, whatever. That is very similar to what an energetic wave does. All the universal energy is moving all the time, and it's flowing. And so the way that it flows will dictate things that happen in certain areas where you're maybe having some emotional struggles in one area, or you're having some really cool manifestation energy in another area. The way that these energetic waves and the patterns move and flow throughout the universe, it will dictate a lot of this stuff. And the way that it's moving is also dictated by planetary alignment and all kinds of actual universe components, which is why they're universal energy waves. So you have like this way big component outside of Earth and your city and in your house of where you're at, they're clear out in space, that are manipulating and dictating the universal flow of energy. And then as you hone that down into your life, you will be able to feel energetic flows. This would be also something similar, a couple of the things that people notice the most is when Mercury retrogrades in and or full moon. I mean, don't you think, Deb, that those are the two, that those are the two, for those of you who don't know, that's what I used to call her. And, but that was in the past. No, but she's changed her name and all. And so, but those are the two, I would say, most common ones that resonates with everybody across the board.
Yeah.
Am I missing any? I mean, I think Mercury retrograde, everybody is like, oh my gosh, it's a Mercury retrograde, or oh my gosh, it's a full moon. And you know what I find interesting about that is that people don't even need to know about, you know, astrology or metaphysics or energy at all. They can just be regular, just people who just want to live their life normally and not know anything about any of this stuff. And everybody still is very aware of what happens during full moon and or Mercury retrograde. They're very hyper aware that they need to be on more alert during those times, don't you think?
Yeah, I've seen that across the board.
Yeah, I find that interesting. I had, you know, it's a funny story, was during... it was during a full moon at some point in time. I can't even remember what it was we were doing, but anyways, we were in Macy's, and something had happened to cause the retail lady who didn't really care about things here nor there to be like, yep, it's full moon. And my daughter years and years and years ago worked at Macy's, and this was a long time ago. And they, in the retail store, again, there's many different people that were in the retail store working, all with different belief systems. And yet they were very hyper aware, and they would just kind of be like, yep, it's full moon, because like crazy people are coming in here. And I find that really fascinating that we relate full moon to crazy people. But what actually happens is it affects people's behavior, and their behaviors intensify. Do you think that people all relate full moons to crazy people?
No, I think
crazy behavior. Crazy behavior.
You're right. Intensified, amplifies a lot of different behaviors, good or indifferent.
Right.
So, I know it affects the animals too.
Oh, it affects the animals hugely. Universal energy and energetic flow affects the animals a lot. So since we are all made up of energy, and the other thing that I like to point out that I don't think that people realize sometimes, or they don't think about it, is when we have lunar cycles and things like that, most people know, or of course I live near the ocean, so it's really prominent here. It's just a very well-known thing. Or anybody who sails or does anything on the ocean, they understand how moon cycles and different things affects the different things like that affect the tides. So it really, lunar cycles really affect water. And as humans, we are made up primarily of water and energy. We have, these are the two things we are made of. So obviously, of course, there's a lot of other things in there. But as we have lunar cycles or different solar cycles or different things that are coming through that are affecting the movement and flow of energy, we are very much going to feel it and be very sensitive to it, whether you're aware of Mercury retrograde full moon or even that it exists. Your body and your energetic system is going to react. So you're going to have a lot of different, that might be when you're feeling like emotionally on a roller coaster. You might be feeling the urge or the pull or the push to do something. You might be feeling where you want to be more introverted, but it will definitely, when we're going through energetic cycles, you will feel it internally in a way that doesn't really make sense to your brain sometimes, and that's what confuses people. You will feel an urge to do something, or you will feel an intensifying of one of your, of emotionally how you're carrying your energetic. So if your energetic field is, you're having a hard time or struggles, you might feel intensified emotionally as far as struggles go. So we're going to get back to the eclipse energy right after this break.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom! Everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We are talking about energy waves, and we are going to get into the eclipse energy in just a minute. So we spoke about what energy waves were, and I just want to reiterate why you would want to be aware of an energy wave coming through, because I think that it's very confusing for people when they are experiencing an energy wave where they're all of a sudden feeling a lot more lethargic, or they're feeling a lot more energetic, or they're feeling like where there's some agitated energy in the air, and it gets very confusing for them if they're not paying attention and being aware that there's a wave coming through, because their body and their emotions are usually the most in tune with an energetic wave. So for instance, I will post in my groups when there's a wave coming through, and I will post, here's the type of wave that's coming through, so you might be feeling XYZ. And the relief that I get from the groups as a whole is astonishing, because they are just like, oh, thank God, I thought it was going crazy, or I thought that this was happening, or I didn't know what was happening, but I could feel something was happening, and you just validated that there is something coming through, and I feel relieved, and then they kind of relax and let it go and sort of ride out the wave. So it would be similar to out, again, by the ocean. You can't fight the waves. You have to really relax with the waves, especially if you're trying to move through the water. Because they're too powerful, and it causes you to be roughed up a little bit, you know, in the wave if you're trying to resist it. And so you have to really go with it. And that's, I think, when the relief comes, they allow themselves to go with the wave, then things will begin to flow in a nicer direction for them, and then things will start to align out again if they're feeling like they're hitting some bumps in the road. Do you ever talk about energy waves with your group or your family?
I do.
And what's coming through?
No, not as extensively and thoroughly as you do. Yours are very educational, and yes, I see that a lot of people are put at ease when they are aware mm-hmm. of what's coming through. So with the family and in the Mindful Lounge group and then with clients, a lot of people are aware. But when you say, oh, this, it's the full moon or there is, you know, energy coming through, then they're like, oh, okay, that's why I may be triggered or feeling the way I have been. But you really go into great detail of describing these energy waves.
Well, what happens, I'm super sensitive to them. And mm-hmm. so I'm really, really aware of when we have a wave coming through and what that wave is bringing. I'm hyper aware of it just because of my own life and because I'm so sensitive to it that it affects things. So I need to be able to compartmentalize and separate. So I need to be able to separate any real issues I'm having, whether it be really cool things happening or even some things where I'm feeling a little edgy, versus something that's not mine and it's something that I just have to ride out, which is a wave. And so it's because of my sensitivity, I have to be hyper aware, and I just am, because I can feel it coming. I can feel all the little nooks and crannies of the wave and what it's bringing with. And I don't know why I'm that way. I just have been that way for a very long time. And it started by default some weird way where I would start posting things saying, okay, well, this is what's happening. And it became so helpful for everybody. And I would get such detail that I just kept doing it for people, because they were just the relief it would bring to people. And then I would see that the resistance would go down, which is helpful, because you need to just kind of go with a wave. And there is good things that come in, and then there's some edgy things that come in. And that all also relates to timing of things. And that would relate to something like an astrology chart too. These waves definitely bring in timing events. So steer clear of making any big decisions this week type of stuff, or now's a good time to create and build and do something, which is actually leading us into the eclipse energy, because this is a new phase of ascension energy. So do you find that, just out of curiosity, in your circle, are people very curious about this ascension energy and what's happening with this off a lot, or are they kind of steering clear of that conversation?
I think they're aware of it, but it's so interesting the different verbiage that's being used.
Right.
Yeah, it's really interesting, because we don't talk about the ascension shift. I think is a good word that people are describing, feeling the shift, a shifting in energy, a shifting in consciousness. So,
well, and I think the ascension word comes because the vibration, since we're going from a physically based era to a spiritually based era, the vibration raises, because in a physically based era, the vibration is lower. And it has been lower for a while. It wasn't always that way. Many thousands and thousands of years ago, it was actually way higher than we are right now. But then it lowered and lowered into where we were in this physically based lower vibrational energy. And as we're moving in, and where I think the ascension word comes in, because that's like raising, right? As we move into a spiritually based era, are the vibrations on a universal whole and on as far as the earth goes is beginning to raise. So it, imagine it like if you're playing a musical instrument and you have a low note and you're going to a really high note where, you know, up to dog whistle note, right? So I don't think dog whistle's a note, just for those musicians out there. My dad's a musician. He'd probably laugh hysterically that I just said that right now. So, but the vibration is raising and it's getting higher. And that's what people are feeling when we're talking about the shift and we're talking about the ascension energy or dimensional changes or whatever. I think you're correct, and I like that you brought that up. It's all basically, we're all talking about the same thing. We're talking about movement from a lower energy to a higher or lower vibration to a higher vibration. The earth and the universe is doing this on its own. It is beginning to tune to a higher vibration. As this is happening, this is what people are talking about as far as Mayan calendar shifts and all that kind of stuff that has been talked about for years and predicted and whatever. That's what they were predicting. As this is happening, people are having to adjust to this vibrational shift. And this is what's causing so much spiritual awareness, where people are wanting to be more in tune, because two things are really happening is you're either becoming more curious and wanting to tune your own vibration to match the universe and the earth the way that it is moving forward, or you're resisting and you want to resist this shift and this ascension energy, and you want to stay right where you're at and stay put. And so that's forcing your vibration to stay lower. So what I am noticing across the board is we're having people that definitely are excelling and opening and becoming a lot higher vibration, and they're experiencing these spiritual awareness, spiritual transitions, their spiritual journeys are beginning to open. They're just learning about it. They're discovering it. They're becoming obsessed about it. Or you're having people that are getting more depressed or more sad, and there is definitely becoming a divide. I'm seeing a separation of people. You're either going to try to adjust to this new higher vibration, or you're going to resist. And that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about with the eclipse energy, is what happens when you're adjusting or you're resisting. And since you keep pointing out pets, because you are the pet guru, pets naturally don't resist. They are always just very relaxed and aligning with the spiritual energy, and so, or the universal energy vibration as a whole, and so they're naturally moving forward. So that's a really cool thing. Before I get into some questions that people had, which we're already getting into our next break pretty soon, what did you personally notice with the eclipse energy?
For me personally, I chose to, during the totality of the eclipse, I chose to meditate. So I saw the beginning, and then I came into my studio and meditated and used the energy to fully just release any stagnant energy that I had was storing away, and received some really amazing visuals for the animals. And then coming out of it, I personally felt rejuvenated, and I saw the end part of the eclipse. And then my daughter came home that night also from Europe. She was gone for 2 months. So it was a very uplifting day for me. And it was interesting because I think my husband felt a completely different energy. And I think he felt a little more of the, how do I word this? Not negative, but I think he was just a little more charged, a little more sensitive. So for me personally, I felt good.
That's good. That's very good. And I'm getting both ends from people. I personally
too,
had some crazy things happen. But one of the things that I did want to point out is, well, because I'm so sensitive to it, I felt it coming. And probably about 2 weeks prior, which is about normal for me, I felt it coming. And all of a sudden, some things that I was had been putting off on the back burner because I'm so busy and I prioritize, things that had been bothering me, though, you know, but you still just leave it on the back burner. All of a sudden, I had this immense energy to go through and handle everything that had been driving me nuts. Like everything. And in the drive that I had to start doing it all was kind of crazy and out of nowhere. So, I mean, I handled everything. And then it came into a manifestation energy. It's still here. And one of the things that I want to talk about with this is, so the manifestation energy came in. If you were spiritually aligned for the most part, this is most likely what you were going to feel. You were going to feel the need to be cleaning or spring cleaning and fixing things and addressing things that have been needing tending to. And then we're going to feel the manifestation part, which is something that's really cool that I want to talk about because this gets into more of an overall universal transition that we just went through. We'll talk more about that right after the break.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food, cook it, store it, share it, just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com, brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We are talking about some of the things that happened with the eclipse and some of the things that will still be going on from the eclipse. So, like I said, if you were spiritually aligned for the most part, you were going to feeling this need to be fixing things, addressing things, handling some stuff that's been bugging you. I don't care what the stuff was. Like, I mean, if it was a room that needed to be cleaned, you probably all of a sudden felt the urge to clean it. And the funny thing is about this is my daughter is super, super sensitive to energy waves. Probably one of the most next sensitive persons that I notice besides me or people. And sometimes I don't think about it or I don't tend to mention it to her when there's one coming through. And I find it hilarious that she reacts to it exactly like I knew she would. So for instance, first thing she did, and she has twins, so she does not have a lot of time, but she all of a sudden spring cleaned her entire bedroom. And I was like, geez, where did she find the time to do this? And the next thing you know, she's like, yep, next I'm tackling my bathroom and I'm taking all this stuff out of there that's been bugging me. And I thought, this is so funny because it's literally just in total alignment with this energy wave coming through. And the next thing that she did was she went and bought some couches that she's been putting off and wanted for a year and a half. And just on an impulse whim, they went out and she was just like, yep, I'm just going to buy these. And she found the ones that she wanted. And that is what is in alignment with this eclipse energy, was the manifestation part. If you were in alignment and you were handling some of that back energy stuff with the manifestation part, what you were truly trying to manifest for a little while will all of a sudden just happen in a big bang almost. It just manifests into this perfect little thing for you, and that's what people were also noticing. And for me, for instance, I'd been handling a bunch of stuff that had been bothering me, and all of a sudden I had this energy to create these courses that I've been trying to get created, but the alignment wasn't feeling right, the organization wasn't feeling right. And with this energy, all of a sudden I got clear pictures of everything, and it just lined it up. I had visions of it just lining up perfectly in a way that I've been trying to work on for a year. And I was like, wow, this is the formula. Like, this formula just came to me out of nowhere. And it was amazing, this manifestation energy that's coming. And so the next thing that is coming with this, though, is after all this manifestation energy was happening, I get these visions. I don't know how you would explain it. Maybe, Kao, you might know what I'm talking about. But I get these visions every now and again that are global, universal type visions of what's happening. And then shortly after that, I had a vision of this energetic eclipse. This energy of the eclipse was actually a phase. We had bumped a phase. So we had gone through one of the first major phases of this transitional energy, this ascension energy, and we have now raised what they were showing me is a level. As we're moving up this vibration, this was the first push, the first phase, and the first transition. So we've been slowly moving up our vibration and raising it and raising it and raising it as a universal whole. But then it's kind of like you're kind of walking up a hill and then you take a step on a stair, on like maybe, and then there's a really long walk and then you take another step on another stair. So this was our first step to the next phase, and it's going to be bringing in a lot of warmer energy, which it will be in more alignment with the higher vibration love vibe. We've been struggling with that for a little while. But how it might be beneficial to you as a whole is you're going to be feeling some closure with some things, as long as you are feeling basically spiritually aligned. And some of the things that you've been trying to work on and manifest, you're going to feel a huge push towards that. And you're going to see some things manifesting in your life and things turning out well for you and some clarity. The major thing that it's bringing, that I've seen during this vision, was clarity. It literally is bringing so much clarity to people who are spiritually aligned that you're going to be like, wow, I can't believe I've never seen this before, but it just, everything makes sense now. It's falling into place. Have you been experiencing any of those things, Kao, that we're talking
about?
You
know what, Jen, now that you talked about feeling the energy before the eclipse, about clearing out clarity, I realized I had felt that same thing. And for me, because I felt that same thing, like, oh gosh, I got to clean up my office. I need to declutter. Yep. And for me, what I realized, I was aware that this new energy has cranked up and amplified my gift of mediumship.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's really amazing. And actually, it's funny because what's happening is, yes, with the pets. You told me forever, the pets. And I see them, whether they're in spirit or whether they're with the person, they're literally hanging out with people. I can see it so clear. And that was coming. I had to allow myself to tune in. But now with this new energy, it's very evident.
And it's really cool. I'd like to point out with you in particular is you're always working on enhancing your gifts, and that's something that you're very excited about right now. Mm-hmm. So that would be a natural manifestation for you, a manifestation bump push for you during this time, because that's something that you're enjoying, you're working towards, and you work hard to develop. So that would be definitely along those manifestation things that I've been talking about. So like where I've been working on the classes, the clarity that you're going to be getting with your gifts is probably going to be ridiculous, because that's, again, this whole theme of this eclipse is clarity. I mean, yeah. If you forget everything else in this podcast, the whole theme of this first phase, of this first transitional ascension energy phase, is going to be clarity. So if you are feeling aligned, for the most part, there are going to be things in your life that are going to begin to make sense, that you are going to begin to compartmentalize, and they're going to begin to become, all of a sudden you're going to have a lot more clarity on a situation, an event, what you're trying to do. You're just going to have a lot more clarity. Things are going to really come to light. You can imagine it as if you walked into a dark room and you turned the light on, like you've been navigating a dark room and trying to figure out where this is and that is for like years. And then somebody finally turned the light on and you're like, wow, it all makes sense, because as a picture, you can see everything as a whole. And so now with the visual and the clarity that you're getting, you're now being able to make different choices, because now you have all the information in one visual. And that's what's really happening, and it's going to continue to happen. So now that we've bumped into this new phase, like I said, like with Mercury retrograde, things will happen where there good things or bad things will happen or whatever. With these different phases, Mercury retrograde, not so good, but then you will find that it goes away, and then you're back to your normal routine again. With this, you're not going to find that it's going away so much or as fast, because we've jumped a phase, a stage. We've made a bump. Now, for those who are not so spiritually aligned, some other things are happening, and they may have found that they were feeling, and I did some videos on this, but I felt like it was important to get deeper into the waves and deeper into what you're going to be expecting into the future here, where this just didn't go away. But like I said, we're in a new phase now of this ascension. So if you're not so spiritually aligned, you will find that you're probably experiencing more intense physical issues or achiness or lethargic if you were feeling tired before. Sometimes depression is more intense, and just feeling off, because like we were talking about, it affects all things. So why is this happening? And this is something that I really want to kind of get to, is for if you're one of those people who you were like, well, I didn't experience any of those things. Like I didn't experience the manifestation or the really cool stuff you're talking about. I felt tired and I didn't feel so well. I felt off and I want this to go away. If you're one of those people, you most likely aren't aligned so well. And what does that mean? That means that energetically, when you go through situations or things in your life, they will stick in your energetic field. So people don't realize this, but a lot of times their dreams will dictate that. And that's what's the cool thing about dreams, which is a whole another podcast, but dreams will dictate what you're holding into your energy field. Situations and outcomes will dictate what you're holding into your energetic field. And you will harbor things and situations and feelings and emotions that sometimes you don't necessarily want to, but they're still there because they're unresolved. And if you are holding on to anything energetically, holding on to the past, holding on to a relationship, holding on to a situation that really made you mad, holding on to just whatever that you wish was different in your life, and you feel like you're not trusting that life will work out for you, so you have more of a control issue where you want to make sure that you're micromanaging how the universe unfolds things for you, then you're going to be not doing as well with this wave. It's not going to feel as good to you, this phase. So the way that I can explain that to people, and then I'm going to let you weigh in right after the break probably, because we're going to hit that, is you want to imagine this energy wave kind of like an energetic cleaner or sweeper coming through, or maybe like, I like to say, pretend like your windshield's dirty. And with this wave, it's coming through and it's cleaning your windshield. It's wiping down all the grime and the dust and everything that goes along with it. And now you're seeing so clear through the windshield. But for those of you who are not spiritually aligned, when the wave is coming through, it's still trying to clean the windshield. And you might have paint on it, tar on it, things that are really taking a lot of scrubbing to try to release from your energetic field, and it hurts. It doesn't feel well. It causes your energetic body to react in a way that is not good, because it's trying to lift this old energy that you no longer need, that is not useful for you. It's trying to lift it away from your system and allow you to break free of that so that you can also move on to clarity. But some people are just throwing more paint, more tar on the windshield, because they're like, no, wait, I like this paint. I like this color. So I'm going to let you weigh in on that as soon as we get back.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Listen, my life changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand. People think that having someone who will listen makes it better. I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I think that having someone who will listen makes it better. People understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to turn addiction around. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We are talking about the eclipse energy and some things you might be experiencing if you were not feeling so spiritually aligned. You are not going to be probably enjoying a lot of the manifestation energy, but you're probably experiencing some lethargicness, some feeling physically tired, and some physical issues, and even maybe some depression and some things like that. Kao, do you have anything to add to that, or And these will be to different degrees. It's not going to be like, oh, you're just completely depressed and tired and you can't get out of bed necessarily. You might just be feeling agitated or irritated or things you may be having, not a negative reaction, but would you think that, do you know people that this was happening to? I mean, were you seeing the difference?
In talking to some people, yes. And
okay.
I know that, like you said, it affects everybody differently.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have a stark contrast in the energies that they did feel. And I believe it's just so helpful for people to listen to shows like these, to talk about it, to engage with other people who are knowledgeable about different energies. And what I have learned, one of the biggest things that I have learned personally, is to observe energy, not absorb it. And
Right. What
I mean by that is, so if you're seeing someone who's being, you know, down or negative or grumpy, being an empath, being super sensitive, I've learned to observe the other person's energy, not take it on. And I think that's what a lot of people are getting stuck, feeling the frustration, because as you said, like this eclipse and this energy wave is amplifying different emotions. And I believe that the people who haven't really learned how to move through negative energy, they're absorbing it. So if you can find tools, different ways and techniques to learn how to be an observer, not absorb it, it's really going to help a lot of people.
Well, and for this particular wave, I actually do have some suggestions for what people should do. This is I'm back. Okay, I'm back. You know, are you there, KO?
I'm here now, yeah. What happened there?
I have to tell you a funny thing that I did not address in the thing, and this reminded me of it. When I had my vision, and those of you who know me or follow my stuff know that I have, especially when I'm working on classes, which we've already determined that I am really working on classes, but with this new wave, I was shown that there will be a lot of technical issues and a lot of phone issues. And
going
to address that, and I forgot to address that. And now I remember. So if you're having and my family is very, very aware of technical issues that starts affecting all of our stuff when I begin to create classes. Well, since I was shown that with this phase, there will be a lot more issues with electronics and phones and things, as I took it very personally because I have so many issues with them. Now you take that and put it with the manifestation energy of me creating these classes like crazy town. Then yeah, I've never been dropped from a radio show before, and my phone entirely switched to like somebody calling me. And I have more stories about that. We'll talk about it on the after show, but let's get into what to do. I don't know where we were on this, so I'm just going to start over. If you were feeling... go ahead.
you were just about to get to a juicy part of giving people some tools and or a technique to be the observer and not absorb any negative
Okay,
energy.
So this is what I'm telling you. I swear people would not believe me. I swear they wouldn't unless my assistants are all true believers now. But when I get into some teaching, some stuff that I know is really good, stuff happens. So this must be really good information, you guys. You're probably going to want to really pay attention to this because somebody did not want you to have this information. So one of the things you need to do is you need to stop, because everybody's like, well, I don't even know how to clear out this old information. One of the things that I would suggest that you do is you stop and go, what issues am I harboring from my past? Like, this is really, really the time to address any past situations. So is there anything that you felt like has, up until this time in your life, do you ever feel like, my life would have been different if this would have happened, things would be better for me now. If I wouldn't have had this person in my life, this situation in my life, I would be feeling like I was in a better place. Any of those things you need to address and let go of. It's very, very important with this new phase, because if you don't, you're still not going to be aligning so well, and the effects of the wave is still going to be very uncomfortable for you. And once you address it, you energetically, it just dissipates out of your system. So energetically, you just cut cords. It just lets go when you address it. And for you to let those things go is you have to realize that every event that has happened to you up until this part of your life has brought you to the journey of where you are today. It has made you the person who you are today. And even if you're in a place where you may not be feeling like that's a great place, like, well, great, I'm this person, or great, I'm in this wonderful, crappy situation, you don't know what the future holds for you that may and possibly and probably very well can turn into something cool from where you've been, if you let it go. So for instance, and I'm just going to give a short for instance, and again, we may have to continue this on the after show because we're coming towards the end, is I know people, I've talked about it before, my mother was not the most awesome person for me. As far as we were not very connected, she was not very kind, she was very toxic my entire life. But I could have went both directions. In fact, people that know her are just like, oh my gosh, how'd you turn out like the way you did? Of course, I had a great dad and everything. But the other thing is I know for a fact I'm a better mom because of it. I absolutely 100%, 110% believe that I am the mom I am today because of the things that I went through. And I really don't hold on to that because of that, because I know that enhanced my life in that way. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Did I explain all that well?
Yes.
Okay.
You did.
Do you have anything to add to that? Because we are getting to the end of the show. We are going to have to continue this on
the show. I'm sitting here nodding my head.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sitting here nodding my head.
We're not on video right now.
Yeah. Where am I? Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree on that. Use your past and use your stories, because they did mold you to who you are today. You got through it. You're a better person because of it. Forgiveness, learn to let it go. Forgiveness is a great way to release and let go. Cutting your energetic cords, physically do something to cut the cords. Stand up, rub your hands together, use your breath to cut cords. Physically doing something is also really good to let go of those old stories instead of just thinking about it in your head.
Well, and truthfully, it doesn't do you any good. Bringing that thought pattern and that energy into today absolutely does not enhance your life in any way possible. There's not one good thing that does for you. if it would have been that way, if I would have done it this way, if this wouldn't have happened. It doesn't matter if you can do that all day long. It did, it was, it is. This is who you are now. This is where your life is now. None of that matters. It doesn't help to harbor feelings over that. What you need to do is accept and move forward and look for a brighter day, because we've now jumped a stage, a phase in this really cool higher vibration energy. And if you'd like to take that step with this vibrational energy, you have to let the baggage go, because you can't take this step with having all that baggage attached to you. You won't float higher. It's kind of like a helium balloon. If you want to be the helium balloon and float another stage, you need to let the rocks go. You need to let the sandbag go that's attached to you. But we are at the end. I want to make sure, don't forget to stop over to my keystothespiritworld.com if you want to be a member of my spirit community and have more discussions. Don't forget to go to the YouTube channel if you'd like to see what else we talk about. Spirit Chat, Jennifer O'Neill on YouTube. And Kao, what's your website?
My website is connectwithkao, KEAO.com. And I have a great, great way for people to release them that go through the petal process.
Yes. And so we will continue this on YouTube, and have the most amazing day. I hope you found this helpful, and hopefully my video camera won't cut out on me on the next show. All right. Have an amazing day. Aloha.